T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Phone lines are still jam-packed. We got a lot to talk about. Don't forget to join me every Sunday at Harold's Chicken and Ice Bar. It is our Sunday tradition for Sunday brunch, the best place to do brunch in the A. Stop by anytime between 12 noon and 4 p.m. Kid-friendly environment. Yes, timeless music. And as always, you get a free massage, no strings attached. Drop by anytime between 12 noon and 4 p.m. Free massage courtesy of yours truly and MeTime Mobile Spa. Bring the entire family Sunday. The address is 5495 Old National Highway, 5495 Old National Highway, right next door to the Crow's Nest. I will see you on Sunday. Highlighting great people doing great things. I have received a remarkable opportunity to give a TEDx talk. I guess I said that right. TEDx, ladies and gentlemen, the licensee, the person who put it all together. God is from Collier Heights, by the way.
God is from Collier Heights.
Anne Hill Bond fell in love with herself through community at a very early age. Mm-hmm. She is a fourth generation community engager plus domestic artist. She knew her calling from the tender age of 5, leading her into the education field for 10 strong years, followed by community relations, including but not limited to preservation, urban transportation, agricultural, and journalism, which allows her to embrace her family legacy. And not only has a deep soulful connection with children and families, but humanity. Her dedication to being a global citizen comes from being born into a large African-American Caribbean family, extensive travel, and her overseas schooling in Ghana. I got her in the building. How are you, Anne?
Hi.
Thank you, sister, for being here. You have such a remarkable smile and even a better laugh. You good? Yeah, people have told you this before, right? They've talked
people
about
it. Have told me about
absolutely.
My
laugh
before.
It's infectious.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for being
thank
here.
You, thank you.
Also have in the studio Bame Joyner. Brother believes in Atlanta. Born and raised in the city. He has a pure passion for the people and progress, and he majorly contributes to what makes culture in Atlanta cool and captivating. As a creative culture curator, Bame has managed and consulted a variety of lifestyle brands and designed meaningful programs for clients like Sprite, Mississippi Department of Education, Truth.com, Jack Daniels, Nissan, the National Black Arts Festival, and countless others. He is in the building as well because Atlanta influences everything.
Yes, sir.
Right, brother?
Yes, sir.
Man, first of all, congratulations on your child. You're here on your birthday, the first birthday of your baby, man. Thank you for working, homie.
Yeah, we working. I will let him know why I did this.
That's right.
And hopefully he'll feel it.
He'll feel it?
Yes, sir.
He'll feel it because that dedication shines through the moment, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you both. And let's get right into it. I will join the platform of TEDx on Saturday to give my talk.
Yes.
Let's talk about this. Give me the history of how you were able to create this thing, get the licensee. You become the licensee where at Collier Heights.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
Literally, it's funny because I really just had to realize maybe 2 days ago that it was like I applied for it like in March. Mm-hmm. And went through the process of names. So names is a big thing with TEDx Collier Heights. So went through several applications with the name. And then one night I literally was like, what? I called my friend and I said, what neighborhood is Frederick Douglass High School in? Because mm-hmm. at that time I was doing some work with them. And he said, Collier Heights. And I said, oh. So I sent that over to him because we were back and forth about the name. And then one day I'm driving and I look at my email and it's like approved. And so I remember calling Tori, who is Tori Edwards, Map Makers, and I was like whispering, and I'm like, Tori, I got a tenant. Mm-hmm. And so Tori was like, what? And so that's it. Like, literally, it just came from one of my favorite people in the world is Marcus Garvey. Yeah. And so when I set out to do it, it was very intentional. Like, I had to have it on his birthday, which is August 17th.
That's right.
I had to have it at Frederick Douglass High School.
Yes.
Like, it was, everything was very intentional, but I just didn't know the neighborhood name. One, I'm not from Atlanta. I flew here, so we can get that out of the way.
Mm-hmm. You flew here, you're not from here. Okay.
I'm not from here. I'm not even from America. I'm from Jamaica.
I appreciate the fact. Hold on, let's just pause for this moment because I need more of y'all folks who are listening to my show. Now, damn it, you know good and well you're from Gwinnett County and you still claiming Atlanta. Sir, it pisses me off. I am proud to stand by a woman like Ann who's okay with letting you know the truth. Go ahead, madam.
I'm very clear about where I'm from. But Atlanta built me, right? Because I was able to take being Jamaican, being raised in Ghana, West Africa, and then being raised as a traditional Southern Black woman by my mother and use it all, like every part of it, I used it all here in Atlanta. Like, Atlanta stripped me down and built me back up.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. But, yeah, so that's what, it was very intentional. So even the lineup was like, okay, who would represent not just call. So when I started looking at, so my really good friend who's here today, Lance, he was really intentional as well, like making sure I understood Collier Heights, making sure I understood, because I literally was just initially like, let's talk about the 54% of Atlanta that doesn't really get talked about.
Come on now. Come on.
Let's talk about that 54% that truly influences everything. So even the shared idea, Atlanta Influenced Everything, it was the fact that the Atlanta Influenced Everything movement had the word influence in it. And when you look up that word, it says the proven capacity, right? So that when you look at that, the proven capacity to drive culture and character and not just locally, nationally and globally. And I was like, that's Atlanta. And that's not any part of Atlanta. That's the 54% of Atlanta. Mm. So I wanted it to be very much that.
We got more on the other side. Something I teach in leadership studies at the university is the difference between being a leader and being an influencer. And you can be a leader by way of appointment, mm-hmm. and you are a positional leader. But you are only an influencer by way of experience, because you can't get the title influencer without having influenced somebody.
Right.
Right. We got more on the other side. You're getting real with the realest man on radio. News and talk 1380 WAOK. What's happening? Welcome back. Don't forget to join me tonight, CBS 46 News. I'm going to talk about Stacey Abrams not running for president, a prediction I made on CBS 46 6 months ago, and I also said that she will likely start a national voter registration and voter protection campaign because there's a lot of appetite for it, and that is exactly what she's doing. I'll talk more about that tonight. And there's a new ruling on voting machines. I will break all of that down on CBS 46 News at 6 p.m. Still in the studio, we have remarkable people. They are doing remarkable things. I have Ann Hill Bond, who is the organizer, licensee, the person that is bringing us TEDx Collier Heights. We are doing it big on Saturday. I want you to be involved in this. I want you to be there. Some of you know my story. I'm going to talk about my story, my journey, my history. You need to bring your children. You need to bring your teenagers. You need to bring everyone in your family, your workspace. This is a leadership discussion without it being called one,
right. Okay?
Also, in the studio, we have BAME, and BAME is making it happen. Everything culture. BAME Joyner believes in the A. Brother, tell us the significance of having a TEDx connected to a Collier Heights.
TEDx is a kind of subgenre of the TED platform, which is where at times I guess self-appointed subject matter experts mm-hmm. speak on certain topics that either like peak at that something that people are interested in but didn't know they were interested in.
Yeah.
Or something that's like key learnings, but it's like people like Elon Musk early mm-hmm. in the game, you mm-hmm. know.
That's right.
It's like where you'll catch a like Gary Vee or people like that, just super early mm-hmm. in their career. But It's
they branded, did a TED.
Yeah.
That's right.
And it's branded heavy.
Yeah.
With red letters where it says like TED.
That's
TED.
Right.
And that brand has become official. And so speaking in front of those red letters on anything.
That's a big deal.
Is a big deal. And for it to be attached to the soil and legendary Collier Heights is something that it's a stamp that Collier Heights didn't necessarily need the stamp per se, but as Atlanta is changing and moving in different directions, it's a stamp that kind of says, hold up, yo, take notice that there is something here.
There's something here, and it reminds you of the real Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
I'm okay with saying the real Atlanta. I know I get inboxes from people. I'm okay with saying the real Atlanta.
Right. Right.
Let's talk about the lineup, because people can come. The tickets are only, what, $25?
Yep, today they went down to $25. $25.
Who's today. In the lineup?
Who's in the lineup? We have Odie Donald, who is...
I know Odie.
Yes.
Over at South Fulton.
Yes.
That's Odie. My big homie, man. He's the city manager.
Yes.
Yeah, but that brother has a long, extensive career.
Yes, he does.
That's an executive.
He does.
Yeah.
He is,
and an executive that know how to hoop.
He can fuck. Wait a minute. The hell you say, sir?
He went to Frederick Douglass.
Wait
he played
a minute.
Ball at Fred, right?
And he also went to Pepperdine, if I ain't mistaken.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. How do you know he can ball, though?
I went to middle school with Odie. I went to Sutton.
I need to see this, so yeah, bro. I don't believe you, bro.
Oh, man.
In my neighborhood, there were two life skills you needed to have, shooting dice and playing basketball.
Not shooting dice.
Oh, that was a life skill.
Oh.
That was a bona fide life skill. But you're telling me that Odie can ball.
Odie Donald is a hooper, yo.
Man! I'm going to have to challenge your brother now.
It's like, I could tell you to Google, but in this, you might have to dig. From the day
so there's some footage out there.
There should be something of Odie.
Like he balling.
Odie's birthday was yesterday. He has a birthday party tomorrow.
He does.
Oh, wow.
So. And he's a hooper slash politician type of like civic person slash party promoter. That's really
I love
Atlanta.
It. I love it. That's funny. So you're going to get a whole lot of information from Odie, man, the big homie.
Odie.
Glad to be on the stage with him.
Yes.
What else we got?
And then there's Big Zach from Local Green. Zach Wallace. He is going to be there.
Hold on, bad. So, you know Zach's history with this radio station?
Mm-mm.
Well,
no.
V103?
What?
So, the Greg Street intro song?
Zach did that?
That's Big Zach.
That's Big Zach. Yeah.
Big Zach.
Same. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
The
see,
owner
that's
of Local Green.
That's why you have to tell the one who
I'm
flew
like,
here.
Okay, come on. Yeah, tell me, because I flew here. I'm good with
that's
flying.
Big Zach,
I like
man.
Flying.
What has Big Zach been up to?
Oh my God, he has a huge, huge following through his Local Green restaurant in Vine City.
That is too cool.
Yeah,
man.
His talk is really dope. It's called "Heal Thy Hood: Influencing Culture Through Food." So he's really doing his thing on the vegan, pescatarian, and vegetarian restaurateur tip.
I love it. Who else we got?
We have Richard Dunn. Between him and BAME, it's like undercover mayor of Atlanta.
Yeah.
so we have Richard Dunn. We have Dr. Taj Ball, or on social media, Beretta Scott King. We have Dr. Joycelyn Wilson. We have Dr. Nicole Garner-Scott. And we have Lisa Cunningham. And then, of course, we have BAME Joyner and Dr. Rashad Ritchie.
Yes.
It's a lot of doctors.
It's a lot of doctors.
I was like, ooh. That's and beautiful. Then we have women doctors. Yes. That was like, beautiful. Ooh, this is fun. So, yeah, we have everybody. And we're talking about everything from culture to work to money. Like, I think Dr. Nicole has a really good title. If you're going to be broke in Atlanta, you better have money. I thought that was epic.
Wow. Wow.
Of course, BAME is going to be speaking on Atlanta influences everything, but he's so civic minded. He has a call to action. So it's now what?
Right.
The Atlanta influence everything movement was a big deal. So Ian, BAME, Tori, I love y'all.
I'm looking forward to it. So my talk is titled The Motivating Value of Failure. And I look at failure not as something that cannot be defeated. I look at failure as a bully. And because of where I'm from, I always hated bullies. Oh. And the thought of a bully can sometimes terrify you into stillness. And the thought of failure can terrify you into stillness.
Mm.
But I remember failure not from the perspective of loss, but from the perspective of I was able to still survive it.
Yeah.
So even in the hood, when there was a bully or a failure that I knew I probably could not defeat right away,
right,
you will know I showed up.
Yeah. That's funny because I just had that conversation. Someone asked me this week, what are you afraid of? And I said, myself. And then he was like, why? And I was like, because I know I can do anything.
Mm.
And he was like, huh? And I was like, when you know that, like, that becomes paralyzing. And I think that's
remarkable.
Us.
That really is.
Mm-hmm.
We know the greatness. We've tapped into it, yep, during times of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We may have become afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And my talk will deal with not only my transition from being a street cat, a gangbanger, and dope dealer as a teenager, and all of the failures that come with that. But what I learned in those streets that make me a beast in the market that I'm in today, I did not leave the observation skills and the talents and understanding people and knowing how to check egos or navigate egos once I got into this marketplace.
Right.
And I want to talk about that.
I can't wait for every high school student from Mays and Doug and Booker T. Washington to hear that.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
I'm looking forward to it. Now,
yay,
I will not be there for the entire time. I do have the host of Bronner Brothers Hair Show, and then I will head directly to our TEDx talk. How can people get a ticket right now? Because
right now,
the prices are going to go up.
Yeah, the prices are going to go up probably back tomorrow because it's the last day. But www.TEDxCallYourHeights.com on all social media platforms, TEDx Call Your Heights on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. All the links are in the bio. And then I believe again on AIE.com or .life. I'm sorry, AIE.life. And on their platform, Atlanta Influence Everything, on their social media.
All right, let's go back to the original one. What was it again, the website?
www.TEDxCallYourHeights.com.
All right, and Call Your Heights is C-O-L-L-I-E-R, mm-hmm, Heights, H-E-I-G-H-T-S.
Yes.
Tickets are only $25. You can also go to Eventbrite.com.
Yes.
If you go to Eventbrite.com, and I know many of you are familiar with the Eventbrite platform, go to Eventbrite.com. And type into the search, TEDx Call Your Heights.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Once again, Call Your Heights, CollierHeights. Mm-hmm. I want to see you there. Listen, this is going to be a huge, huge platform.
Yes.
All right. I want to pack out the building. I want us to go ahead and get tickets right now. Get tickets for you and your entire crew, your entire family. Meet me on Saturday, and my talk will begin sometime after 1. But make sure, on Saturday, I see you in the building. I already got some of my friends coming, like Sharon Reed, and many others will be in the building. My big homie Courtney English will be there, former school board member, lifelong friend, and many, many others. But I want to see you there. It would not be proper if I didn't see you. And here's why. Since day one of me being on this platform, you have allowed me to be me. You have allowed me to be who I am. My humanity has been embraced from day one. And by the grace of God, I now have additional platforms, but I can never leave you guys. All right? I would love to see you there because I credit the listeners of WAOK with my current success every time I discuss it. So make sure you get a ticket or tickets now. You can go to Eventbrite.com, mm-hmm, type in the search, TEDx Collier Heights. Or go to the website,
www.TEDxCallYourHeights.com.
www.TEDx, the letter X, mm-hmm, CallYourHeights.com. Go ahead and get those tickets now. We're going to flood that stage, y'all. And I'm looking forward to seeing every single one of you on Saturday. And yes, I'm telling the full story. Mm-hmm. There are parts of the story. It's only 18 minutes. We'll only get 18 minutes total.
Yes.
So some will be shorter.
Some will be shorter.
Okay, mm-hmm, but 18 minutes is the max.
Yes.
For those of you who have heard some of my story, great. I want you to hear it all. There are parts of my story that are still difficult to talk about. So pray for me that I get through it without becoming too emotional. I want you to be in the building with whoever you think can benefit from the truth of overcoming what looks to be impossible failure. All right? My talk is titled The Motivating Value of Failure. All right. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio. Mm-hmm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.